And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A regional official in Russia says the Russian military and other security forces are continuing to fend off an alleged incursion from what they claim are Ukrainian saboteurs, first reported a day earlier in a Russian border region. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Kyiv has denied the allegations, blaming domestic guerrilla groups. Neither version of the events could be independently verified. While it is not the first time Russia has alleged an incursion by Ukrainian saboteurs, it is the first time an operation against whoever was wreaking havoc on the Russian territory has continued for a second day, highlighting the struggles Moscow is facing amid its bogged-down invasion of Ukraine. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
European Union defense ministers are meeting in Brussels Tuesday, where the issue of supplying Ukraine with advanced fighter jets is high on the agenda. During last weekend's G7 meeting in Japan, U.S. President Joe Biden said he would support an allied effort to train Ukrainian pilots on using advanced fighters such as F-16s. Speaking to reporters ahead of Tuesday's meeting at EU headquarters, Dutch Defense Minister Kaja Ollongren said she welcomed Biden's decision.
I'm really very happy that last Friday we got the green light from Washington, D.C. on the training of Ukrainian pilots on fighter jets, on F-16s. That means that we can continue and also finalize the plans that we're making with Denmark and other allies to start these trainings. And of course, that is the first step that you have to take. You have to have pilots who know how to fly these planes.
German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius cautioned sending F-16s to Ukraine is not a foregone conclusion, he said, because Germany, for example, does not have any of the planes to send. More information on this story and all the stories we're covering can be found on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden and U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy could not reach an agreement Monday on how to raise the U.S. government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling, with just 10 days before a possible default that could sink the U.S. economy. But the two sides vowed to keep talking. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
Speaking to reporters on Monday, McCarthy said he would meet with the Democratic president every day until they can find a way forward on the federal government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling, and called the day's talks the best they've had.
We're going to let the teams work tonight, see if we could get progress, but we didn't. Productive, but not progress.
Well, I would assume I'd meet with President Biden every day till we get this done. This is too important.
Do you expect to meet with him tomorrow?
Look, if we don't meet, I'm sure we're going to talk on the phone. But we're going to have the staff get together, and then we're going to get back. It was not set that we had to see one another. At least we're going to talk, but nothing's set.
Any agreement to raise the limit must pass both chambers of Congress before Biden can sign it into law, which would take several days.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reporting. Guam's governor is urging residents to stay home and is warning the island could take a direct hit from powerful Typhoon Maiwar. In a video message to Guam residents, Governor Lulian Guerrero says she's received reports the storm is strengthening on its path towards the U.S. territory in the South Pacific.
According to our partners at the National Weather Service, winds have increased in intensity. We can now expect sustained winds of 125 miles per hour. Maiwar is bordering a Category 4 typhoon with winds up to 150 miles per hour.
The National Weather Service has said the typhoon could be the most powerful to hit Guam in two decades, and if Guam doesn't take a direct hit, the typhoon will get very close. The governor told all residents in low-lying, flood-prone, and coastal areas to seek shelter in private residences or designated government shelters in higher elevations. Portuguese police have resumed searching for Madeleine McCann, the British toddler who disappeared in the country's Algarve region in 2007. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Media assemble as police teams arrive and erect tents and cordons in the area by the Arade Dam, about 30 miles from Praia da Luz, where the three-year-old was last seen alive. On Monday, Portuguese judicial police released a statement confirming local media reports that they would conduct the search at the request of the German authorities and in the presence of British officials. In mid-2020, Germany's police identified Christian Bruckner, a 45-year-old German citizen who was in the Algarve in 2007, as a suspect in the case. Bruckner has denied any involvement. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.